You know, it's pretty easy to see that the governments of the world now want you to have zero privacy and also zero rights. No right to freedom of speech, no right to question any government narrative, no right to say no to vaccines, no right to have your own private cryptocurrency, for example, no right to do what you want, and soon, no right to have a combustion engine vehicle. I mean, in many states, they're already saying that you have no right to have a natural gas appliance, such as a range or a water heater. I think that's the law in New York State now. You can't even install a gas stove in any new construction in New York, at least as I understand it. But this ongoing restriction, it's going to ratchet up piece by piece on purpose, kind of like slowly boiling the frog, to try to get people used to tyranny one little piece at a time. You know, if the globalists just came out 5 years ago and said, by the way, we're going to roll out all at once, like no freedom of speech, no privacy, no right to have a car, no right for freedom of travel, you know, all this stuff, people would say, that's crazy. There's no way we're going to agree to that. But if they roll it out piecemeal, you know, little by little, nipping around the edges until everybody gets used to it, then the average oblivious person is going to say, well, I can handle this one little thing today. 3 months later, I can handle this other little thing. And 3 months later, we'll have to give up the car. You know, a year later, I have to give up the gas stove. A year later, I have to give up air conditioning. A year later, I have to give up meat. You know, have to give up food. Little by little, people can adapt. And it's amazing how much tyranny people will go along with if you just feed it to them piecemeal. And that's what we're dealing with right now. And there are far too many people willing to go along with it. Think about this whole issue of cryptocurrency. The powers that be, they don't want anybody to have private crypto. Why? Well, they say it's anti-money laundering laws. No, it's because they want to spy on you and control you. They don't want you to be able to spend your money the way you want on the things that you want. You know, you want to buy ammunition. You want to buy, sex toys. You want to buy what? What kind of stuff? You want to pay for lap dance? I don't know. Whatever you want to do with your money. You know, frankly, it may be immoral, it may be unethical, but if it's not illegal, it's your own damn business. It's not my business that senators want to pay for prostitutes, but it's still, they deserve privacy as much as anybody else. If they want to spend their money that way, that's on their soul, that's on their conscience. But, you know, the establishment wants to say, you can't spend money if we don't like it. And you know, it's not just going to be to ban you from buying things that they don't want you to buy, like guns and ammo and cannabinoids and, you know, illicit drugs or whatever. It's going to be to stop you from buying groceries. Yeah, that's what this is all about. Or to stop you from buying gasoline. Oh, how dare you want to travel without us knowing where you're going? You know, in fact, you have to have an electric vehicle that tracks you and that we can remotely turn off, you know, remote kill switches on all your vehicles. This is straight up authoritarianism. They don't like you to have a combustion engine vehicle because you could buy extra gas and you could go extra far and they can't control it. They don't know where you are or what you're doing or why you're doing it. Same thing with cash. They don't know where you're spending your cash. You might buy too much food in the middle of a rationing scenario or something. They want to be able to track you, control you, shut you down, turn you off, basically choke you, you know, strangle you to death financially by controlling your money. And this is why it's critical to have off-grid monetary solutions. And what are those things? Well, you know, it's gold and silver, it's private crypto, it's gold backs, it's barter items like garden seeds and ammunition and things like that. Those are things that governments can't control. And just as importantly, governments can't counterfeit those things. Huh? Don't dismiss the importance of that. Governments can counterfeit dollars and yen and euros, but they can't counterfeit gold. No one has figured out how to do that, you know? They can't counterfeit Bitcoin. And they can't counterfeit Monero or other privacy coins. So the things to own, at least in my view, are things that governments can't counterfeit. This is why commodities have value, because they can't counterfeit oil, for example. I mean, technically, they could synthesize hydrocarbons at great expense, but they'd have to burn hydrocarbons to have the energy to make synthetic hydrocarbons, which means you wouldn't have any net production of hydrocarbons. So they can't just create fake oil, fake gold, fake Bitcoin. It doesn't work that way. And that's why those things have intrinsic value. But everything else that the governments create is a kind of theft from you. When they're creating dollars, they're stealing dollars from you. And in addition to looting you, they want to spy on you. And that's why they don't want you to have any privacy whatsoever. This is why I think that you should gravitate towards privacy tools. You know, one of our sponsors in that space is called Above Phone. And if you go to abovephone.com/DTV, that's short for decentralized TV, abovephone.com/DTV, you can get a de-Googled phone that has no Google in it. It's an Android operating system, fully open source, lots of privacy tools pre-installed, ready to go, but it doesn't spy on you. It doesn't track your location and report it back to Google for all their metadata, advertising data, law enforcement data gathering scheme, you know, that they run. Seriously, go there, check it out, abovephone.com/DTV. You'll see what I'm talking about. That's the only kind of phone that I run now, is a de-Googled phone. And in similar fashion, look at the cryptocurrencies that are privacy-oriented. If you want assets that hold value, that are private, and that no one can counterfeit, and nobody knows that you have it, then look, I mean, check out our episodes at decentralized.tv. And I just interviewed Ruben from Firo. That website is firo.org. And Firo just completed their upgrade to Lelantis Spark, which from a technical perspective, it means their anonymity set for transactions is now 32,000, whereas Monero is only 16. Not 16,000, but 16. Firo is 32,000 in the anonymity set, which makes it extremely well protected in terms of privacy. That's a major new advancement. That's probably the best privacy of any privacy coin out there, as far as I can tell. And in full disclosure, I hold a little bit of Firo, but it's not, I'm not encouraging speculation or anything like that. I'm just playing with it, you know? I hope that currencies like Firo, or even Monero, or others, become, you know, more popular in widespread use, because governments can't counterfeit those things. And that's why we should support privacy crypto and support de-Googled phone companies, you know, support privacy wherever you can, and hold things that can't be spied on, like physical gold and silver or gold backs or even ammunition. You know, I understand there's a record of when you bought it, probably, unless you paid cash at a sporting goods store. But if you buy ammo online using your credit card, yeah, there's a record. But after that, they don't know where the ammo went. I mean, maybe you used it all. Maybe you went target practice shooting and just burned through all the ammo and you don't have any left. Nobody knows, because the ammo isn't trackable after you take delivery. And that's a good thing. I think we need more of that. We need more privacy. Privacy helps protect liberty. And liberty helps protect our future as a society. It's the encroachment upon privacy and liberty by the powers that be that have turned our societies into authoritarian, tyrannical systems of oppression, where people are afraid to speak out. People are afraid to question the system. People feel coerced to comply with the demands of the administration, or the demands of the science, you know, or the demands of their doctor, because they're intimidated. They're threatened with losing their jobs, or sometimes losing their children, or maybe losing your bank account. If you don't comply, they could freeze your bank account. They could take it from you. But when it comes to private crypto, they can't take it from you. Private crypto is non-confiscatable. They don't even know you have it, and they don't have any means to take it from you. Same thing with gold and silver, unless they find it. But if they find it, you haven't done a very good job hiding it. You know, if you've got physical gold and silver, make sure that nobody can find it, including thieves and looters. If you've got crypto, it's not even physical, so you can hide it just behind a password that maybe you memorize, for example. So just take heed here, folks. Understand, the world, the Western world in particular, the EU, the US, Canada, and so on, is run by authoritarian tyrants who want you to have no rights, no privacy, no speech, no human rights, no assets, nothing. You will own nothing and be happy. Eat the bugs, you know? That's how crazy it is. And you've got to actively work to protect yourself from those tyrants. And one of the best ways to do that is to watch my shows. Decentralize.tv is the website. Just check out 30 plus episodes, I think, currently posted. Check out all the episodes there. You'll learn a lot. They're all free to watch. Or you can read my articles, naturalnews.com. Or you can watch other hosts on our platform, Brighteon.tv. Or check out Brighteon.social for a social media site that's amazing with free-thinking individuals and free speech all over the site. Check it out. Enjoy these tools. Stay informed. Stay awake. Stay free. And we might just have a chance at staying alive through all this chaos that's being unleashed against us by the tyrants. So thank you for listening. God bless you all. Mike Adams here. Take care. Today's segment is brought to you by Goldbacks, which is what I'm holding in my hands right here. This is a stack of Goldbacks, and these contain actual verified physical gold in every one of the Goldbacks. These are labeled ones, and they contain 1/1000th of a troy ounce of gold. It's actually built into the note itself. You can find more information about this at my website, verifiedgoldbacks.com, which is our affiliate site. We do earn a small percentage on your purchases here that helps support the program. This shows my laboratory testing results where I tested using a kiln method and an ICP-MS mass spec method and also an acid stone method. I tested the gold mass, there it is on an analytical balance, and the gold purity for each of the different bills that are available here, the denominations. Now, Goldbacks are available in ones, fives, tens, 25s, and 50s. And what's amazing about them is that they make gold spendable and highly divisible. You know, normally you can't take a gold coin and just hand somebody 1/1000th of a coin. That's almost impossible to carry out. But with Goldbacks here, I can do that. This is 1/1000th of an ounce of gold in my hands, verified. I know the gold is actually in here. You can melt it down and get the gold. And so I can give this to somebody as a gift or as payment or in exchange, and it makes gold spendable. And unlike crypto, it doesn't require the power grid to function, doesn't require the internet to function. This is off-grid money. It's outside the banking system, and it doesn't require electricity to function. This is a stack of 100 of the Goldback ones, and you can buy these stacks at verifiedgoldbacks.com. Let me show you actually the recovery percentages here. If you scroll down, oh, there's some of the gold foil that you get when you melt a 50. That's what it looks like in my hand there. This is one of the kilns that we use. And continuing, here's the recoveries right here. We recovered 102% on the minimum and about 107% maximum from these Goldback bills. So in every case, we recovered more than 100%. And that's what these masses are here. Phase two, this is the final mass. And it shows you how that's more than what was expected. So you're actually getting all the gold that's promised and a little bit more. And here's the purity numbers. We found very small parts per million, traces of magnesium, iron, copper, zinc, silver, and lead, which shows that this is over 24 karat gold. And by the way, this is always very common in gold. You're going to get some impurities, and that's why it's called 24 karat and not 100% pure gold. Anyway, we did acid stone test results and so on. You can check out all of this at verifiedgoldbacks.com. Get these into your hands. They're gorgeous to look at. People absolutely love them. They love them as gifts,
And again, it's instantly spendable assets with real physical gold in them, which means you don't have to have, you know, faith and trust in a government for these to hold value. No government issues these. No government even recognizes them as currency. No, they're gold, which transcends every government and has outlasted every government in the history of the world. Gold will be here when the dollar collapses. Gold will be here when the yen collapses, when the euro collapses, when the United States of America as a government collapses. Gold will still be here, and gold will still hold value. So do your own research. Don't take this as financial advice, of course. I'm not your financial advisor, but I'm adding these to my own preparedness activities because I recognize the practical utility of these. And in my experience, everybody that I've handed them to has instantly recognized their value, and frankly, they want more of them. So check it out, verifiedgoldbacks.com. Thank you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.